start from four lines from the bottom. We hear for the sugya. We have a shaila if Beishamai also kedivrayim, Loi also kedivrayim. Tashma. Vama Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Haich halacha zu raveches biYisrael. Nasa kedivrei Beishamai, if we do like Beishamai, Avlad mamza ledivrei Beisilu. Nasa kedivrei Beisilu, if we do like Beisilu, and we'll let the Yevome get married Lashuk. Without anything, have lot pogum with the Rebbe Shammai. Boyu and the Sakin Lahem, le tzore she chotzeis v'loi misyadmeis. So, let's make a takone that will make a pshore which will satisfy everyone will be chotzeis v'loi misyadmeis. The mashal is goyres, the next gemara comes, Amalei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ask him, you say this is a tikkun, manasalam letzoris harishaynais mi'ata. So if you'll make such a takone, what will happen with the tzoris harishaynais? So the Gemara says, yamet bishloim ma'osu haine dekama my nase. Ele yamet rayosu my manase. We'll see Rashi. Omar abnachem ba'yitzok loinitzokho elo letzoro atmo. Manasa hochi koma hanach tzores de beis hillel le beis shamai hechi nabid lohu. What are you going to do with the previous tzores that got married already? Lichal tzu mimasi agavraya. There'll be nimis on their husbands. Bechitayim alimason tochei adachi noyim b'chol nesi b'yisrael shalom. Let us see Rashi. Havlat pogum ledivrei beishamai, imhoya koyin posel lekohunim. Va'av al gav de bnei chai ve'ilavim kshayrim lekol, chalolim heim le'inyin kohune, bate chalolim inyin kohune, dosa bekal bochayma mi'amon al kohen golu lekamon bishmaiten, Samirchim ben Uri holds him make a kalvo. Chaim ad amad achamon al kohen godo, that's an Yisrael shein yishova bakel. The children are halolim, avadigivis, yivom alashuk, which is an Yisrael shova bakel. So they said, let's make a takone shi yichurtsois. V'yinosu alashuk behechshe ledivra yakel. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel asked him, "Manasa letzoris harishaynei shenisyabmu, ubnei mamzeirim, im nigmer aloche shelo yisyabmu." It seems that if the takana would have been made, so there's a takana loy misyabmois. L'chayre, let me just say what I'm saying at Teretz before the Kasha. L'chayre Rashi is a little schwer over here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said there's a problem the way things are going here. You have Mamzerim, here you have Psulei Kohune. Let's make a takone that it should be Chutzos v'loi Misyabmos. Why should it be that way? So we won't have any problems. That's why it should be. L'chayre, that's the Ivra and the Gemara. So L'chayre, if that will be the takone, so who says that the tzores that were misyab from before, the children will be mamzerim? Who was machia the shayla? You're from Beis Shammai. You have Yerov. Yerov paskin meikah din its mutter. We just, Yerov just made a takone. Rabbi said we should stop yibum mitana lahabe. Why is that? Because we're wrong? Hey, stop Yibum, because there's problems, there's friction. Let's stop Yibum now. So, Rashi seems that wasn't pshat. It seems for some reason that if there'll be a kelterei out, gechasmet from Shammai, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, another choshev rabbonim, there was a takon, tzores erva, cheletzes, v'loi misyabemes,
So Rashi says, "Im nigmer halacha shelo yishyabmo." It seems Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri did not want that we're going to say we're not going to make yibum anymore. It seems that's not. There will be a takone. Nigmer halacha. It's a takone the rabbanon. It's not a chayzem from the shitosim. With the rabbanon, it seems there's an iser yibum. So if there's an iser yibum, so it comes out. We machir is an issa yibum in the rabbanon, so it comes out that the children that were born before the mamzerim, halachically the mamzerim, the children we born now will be mamzerim. We have to understand what pshat is this. Loi rabosi, bal kaponim. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says. So we see that also. Rav Shimon Gamliel was concerned about the tzaras harishaynis. So we see that it was also. So the Gemara says litzora atzma. No, it's the yes on the tzara alone. But tzara is the beisilu shenisilu shukoi. He's asking on the tzaras. V'hai umay naselav abonim koi. He's not going on the bonim. Tafilu beishamik sheirim lekol ala tzora atzma. But this Rashi also don't understand. I mean, Rashi says he's not going on the children. Why can he go on the children? We just said before the children are apkumim. The children are apkumim if they got married without chalitza. I mean, that's how Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri started, that the apkumim lekohune. So why can he go on the children? Let us see Taisvis. Nase kedivrei beisilul havlad pogum ledivrei beishamay. The perish bekuntritz, the af al gav, why is the child pogum? The af al gav, the b'nei chai ve'laden, pshegim lekol, halolim heim linyin kune. The osi bikal vocheime me'amonik ed lakamon. Upoligad Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is chaylik on Rabbi Yeshua, the last lay pirche, Rabbi Yeshua had a pirche, the mal almona shekain hi atzma mischalelas. Almona lekoyin god, you know why the children are nischalo? Because she's also nischalo. Ma she'ain kain, marze grishosa, yiva malushuk, she's not nischalo. So, just like she's not mischalo, so that she's also not mischalo. So for some reason, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri does not hold of this pirche. The Eidish Leima, we could say another teretz. The Shape Islei Hach Pirche. Umikol Mokim Havlad Pogum, the Vlad is Pogum, by Yevom Olashuk. Midi Itzrich b'marzeg rishosai hitay eiva v'ein b'nei ta'iv. We have a miyut, hitay eiva v'ein b'nei ta'iv. V'lomalikra, so b'emesin, Abiyuchin b'nuri yerakasha, why do you need a posik to tell me that the bonim are not mesuiv lakune, doloi osi mi kalvochayme? You don't have a kalvochayme. Dalmone, dikel mifruch, shen hi atzma mischalel. Svakelt, Rabbi Yeshua said the kalvochayme doesn't work, I have a pirch on the kalvochayme. Mal almone, shen hi atzma mischalelas. So if we don't have a kalvochayme to passel the children lakune, so why do you need a miyut hi tay eva v'ein bona tayvim? Pashteitzach, the bona manat tay eva. So it's miyuta, or the osi lemedik hakiyotzi bazois, but another chai ve'lavim, dain yivom alishuk bona ta'evim. So it comes out, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had a drosha from boneho, ein boneho ta'evim, avol bonav she yivom alishuk ta'evim. Avol koshe, the besoif need the masik Rabbi Yeshua, the Vlad Marzeg Rishosai Kosher, Rabbi Yeshua said that the Vlad Marzeg Rishosai is kosher, Mishum hi teyeva vein beinah teyeva. So that's a shrek. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have to bring this pasuk on Vlad Marzeg Rishosai. He says there's no kavochayme. The Gemara speaks about Vlad Marzeg Rishosai. And on that Rabbi Yeshua said, Male Amono Kangolski Yatsma Mischalela. So Rabbi Yeshua was the one that said that there's no Kal Vachema whatsoever to passel the children Mikuhune from Achai V'Lavin. Because there's a pich on the Kal Vachema. And Rabbi Yeshua himself in Nida, Mesachtes Nida says that the reason why the children are Ksherim Lakunim because there's a meal. V'lomo Likro, V'lek Alamei Medosel Amedik, Abnei Yevomo Lashuk, that he means that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Bnei Yevom Malashuk are Pasuk Lekuna, the Lekamen Kamer Rabbi Yeshua, Bnei Tzoyis Me'edan Yaleichem, the Ksherim Lekuna Lebei Shamay. Mishum Pirche, the Shekeini, Yatsma Mischalelas. So it's a Meire de Kepele, so why does Rabbi Yeshua have to bring a Pasuk to tell us that the Vlad, the Bnei, Marzik Rishashi, are Ksherim Lekuna? Yeshleimet Rabbi Yeshua itzterich hitei eva v'ein b'ne'o te'evim d'loi teima b'ne'o te'evim mishum d'chsiv b'atume ke'arayis. Because I would think b'ne'o te'evim because by Amarzik Rishos it says tume ke'arayis. Now, l'chayre Taisvus is very schwer. The sugya over there is speaking about if the children are ksherim lakuna. That is the sugya over there. Rabbi Yeshua says the children are ksherim lakuna because of this pasuk. So Taisa says, what would be? Because without the pasuk, I would say the children are psulim lakuna because tumaksiv bakarayis. So, why, if there's a din of tumaksiv bo ka'arayis, so that's why the children are posel lekune. If you'd be talking about mamzeres, memeles, I would think the children are mamzerim, because she's an erve, so. But the Gemara is not speaking about mamzeres, the Gemara is speaking distinctly about psul lekune. And he says they're not posel lekune because he te'eva ben b'na'a times. They says, you know I need the posik. Because to Maksibo Karai, so Lachair, what's Pshat and Taisvis? I think Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Rabbi Yeshua had a pirche. Ma le almone shekein hi atzmo mischalelas. So it could be, by a marze grushosoi, she becomes a zoyne. If she has a din erve, so she becomes a zoyne. So it's taki hi atzmo mischalelas. That means the pirche that Rabbi Yeshua had on the Kal Vachomer only applies for Yevamo Lashuk, because there is that she won't become a schal of Sonia Chai Vilam. But I would think that Marzeg Rishosai, I would think that she becomes a Zayne. If she becomes a Zayne, so that's equivalent to Yatma Mischalalos. Maybe then the children also she becomes Sun Lakud. Ba'afilu l'rabon and the Rabbi Yisim be'kippur the mukmilo asoite. According to the Rabbon and Rabbi Yisim be'kippur, they say that the posik tumaksiv v'karai is going on the soite shenitmo. There's no tumaksiv v'karayis by marzeg rishosim shenisais. So Taisi says, ha amoron de mikri yaitzim de pshute. The Gemara said, afilu according to the Rabbon and the mikri yaitzim de pshute. Vafilu leman di omar, kiven di isaker isaker. So this is the one man di omar that says that you don't say tumaksiv bo karayis by marzeg rishosai. It's only speaking about saite. So why do you need ein bo neo taivim? Mikom bokim itzach hi te'eva, de leitema marzeg rishosai nami koim. So Taisva says that Fakert, the Mekor of Isaker does not go on Marzeg Rishosai, is because I have a Gili Hakro that he Teyeva Vein Baner Teyevim. That means if Tumek Sibo Karayis, so then the children will be Mesub also automatically. So Al Kolchor, the Tumaksiba Karayis is not said by Marzeg Rishosai, so that's where the children aren't Masuit. ואי דיצח להי למותג לי תדרש מלושן תאיבה שבנה תאידם. סתם זה וצי תאיבה alone, I would think everything is מסוב, and that would automatically include the bonim, so that's why we need the drosh of he. וקצס קושה, דקמרינה לקמון, דבוי מרב ישוע בני צורף בבייס הילו לביישמי מאו. The Gemara clears a shaila, the Bnei Tzores of Beis Hillel, that means the Tzores got married Lashuk. So the Gemara asks a shaila, the Bnei Tzores, what are they le Beis Shammai? Le Mai Nafke Mino. So the Gemara says, what's the Nafke Mino? I mean, who cares what the Bnei Tzores of Yisrael are Beis Shammai? We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Shlomo says, no, it's a meidika nafkamina lalocha, le mifshat vlad machse grushose. Forkert. If I'll find out that the apostle lakuna, I'll know vlad machse grushose is also apostle lakuna. Veheich ike le mifshat mina. So Tay says, how could you learn out one from the other? Tilme vlad machse grushose, yesh lifso mitam tume dachsiba. Maybe Vlad Yevamalashuk is kosher and Vlad Marzer is posel. That's tuma. I mishum teyeva. Beinami bnei Yevamalashuk psulim. Beinami and if we say they're psulim, yesh laharzer bnei Marzer grishosay. The he teyeva vein the nea teyeva mikolamei medos lamegik the Yevamalashuk ba nea teyeva. That means that fakert, that the posuk was miyuta for Marzeh Grishosi to tell me that Yibam Lashuk, the Bonimata Yev. Like Taisa said before. So, if you want to know about Marzeh Grishosi, you have no way of finding out to knowing what the dinim by Yibam Lashuk, the dinim could be different for many cheshbainis. ישלים מדינה למאסקיה דתאיו הנחדרושס לבוי אלי מיני כבוכם מגביבון משקלוי דגמור wasn't נוחס to all these חשביינס דגמור מנת no bullshit do you make the כבוכם don't you make the כבוכם and you make the כבוכם so I make the כבוכם by מרסי גרישו סי אוסו זכת דגמור רביתה תושמה so again up to the shailas is also a loy also. Tomer abtarfen ta'avni, I have a gewaldike taive, a gewaldike desire. Mosai tovei tzores abas liyodi ve'eso eno. So Rashi explains, Rabtarfen was mitamide be'shamai, and that he had, that Nebuchadnezzar's brother should die without children, and in the Shavia Tzores Abbas, and he'll be able to, B'miyabma Tzores Abbas. So we see Al Kaponim also, Susiklo also Kedivrei. Simon says, no, Eimo Va'asien, no, Pumfakert, Rav Tarfon wanted to say, not my brother should die without children, and I should be miyabim. Ba'asiyena. Unfakert, I hold like Beis Hillel. So I would want that someone should ask me a shaila, what's with the tzore, and I'll tell her, let her get married without anything. Tzore service is no zike. She's part of minayibu. So fakert, he's saying, so it's not also, he wants a paskin like Beis Hillel, which the loch is like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, "Vata'avni komach." I mean, the big deal. To paskin like Beis Hillel. I mean, what's the big deal? We all do like Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, "No, lafuki mid Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri." No, there was Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri that wanted to make a takoni she give chalitza. And Fakelti says, "Ta'avni, I tell her to get married and machnish keichish bainis and shtik you get married, finish at Sarasalva doesn't need anything." Let us see Rashi, Rabbi Tarfon, Mitamidei Beis Shammai Hoyam. Kaponim, but this we see, we understand Pshat in the Mishnah in Brachas, Rabbi Tarfon said, Pam Archas, Isim Halach Bederich, Viteisi Likres Krishma Kedivrei Beis Shammai. So we see that he was Mitamidei Beis Shammai. Mosai tovei tzores abas meochi liyodi ve'esa ena yabim oisa kedivri beishama. So Mosai says, no, vasiyena lushu kedivri beisilu. Vata avni koma, vimke beisilu, machidish, kulam mochi nogu. Afuki mit Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri doma takanta de chaylatzes. The chaylatzes, he said, there's a takone that you give chalitzes, so forget he wanted to show not like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Sokte Gemara weiter. Toshma, maise bebitei sharam gamliyo, shahoiso nesuo la abba ochid. Gamliel's daughter was married to his brother Abed, umeis b'loy bonim, and his brother Abed died b'loy bonim. V'yibem Ram Gamliel as saros. Ram Gamliel was miyabim the tzoras bitoy. So we see klo also kedivrayim. Fact the Gemara v'tizbere. Let me ask you, Ram Gamliel mitamide beishamayu. Ram Gamliel was an enikol, a grandson of Hillel. He would be miyabim at tzoras elve. Eloshani bitei shel Gamliel ba'aylon eshadu. She was an islandess. So she was an islandess. So we heard before the Mishnah. Nimtzei she islandess. So Kedushei Tois. So it's not a Tzoras Elve. So that's, it was true. This is a historical fact. He was Miyam Tzoras Bitoy. But she was an islandess. I'd just like to say a shtikel ha'ore. The Gemara is going in the halachic aspect over here. There's a din yibum for tzoras elve. She wasn't a tzoras elve. L'chere, how do we look at this maise? Shchek lecha maise. The brother of Ram Gamliel died without children. Ram Gamliel's daughter was an islandess. And later we'll have in the sugya, the brother gave her a get. There was one mahalach in the Gemara. How do we understand such an hugger? So I just would like to mention there's a Meirah de Eben Ezra and Parshas Tildes. Eben Ezra says, Lama chiser mo'er einov. Yes, why was it that Yitzhak was blind? Yitzhak Avinu was blind. So the Eben Ezra says, "Vein lano lechapes." This is something that we shouldn't ask. Ki amku machshevois Hashem vein koyach bedas haodam lavinam. A person, it is not possible to understand the anhag of the Rebbeinu Shloilem. I could have tzaddikim that are suffering. So mamela. So this is that's what we have to know. So such a tragedy happened by the family of Ram Gamliel, Hanossi, which was from the Gedolei Hador. The Bas was an islandess. His brother died without children. Achman and Itzlan. This is beyond our comprehension. But now let's get back to the sugya. So the Gemara asked, how was he miyabim atzores Abbas? So the Gemara says, islandess hoysa. Shanibita Shamgun the Isla Savoy. So Gemara says, no, that's not Omidiktoni Seife. The Seife it says, Acherim Oimrim, Bite Sharam Gamliel Islandess Oiso. There's a Seife that Acherim said she was an islandess. Mechlal de Tanekama Sova, Lav Islandess Oiso. She wasn't an islandess. So the Gemara says no. Hikir bo, v'loi hikir bo, ike binai. So the Gemara says no. Both Lashonis held that she was an islandess. No, the first Lashon held was Nimtzei Shehi islandess. That means that the brother wasn't makir that she was an islandess. So it's Kedushei Tois. So it's poshet why the Tzore is not a Tzore Selva, because the Kedushin of Biti was Kedushei Tois. Acherim oimrim islandess hoiso, that means not islandess nimtzeis. Islandess hoiso, everyone knew she was an islandess. It was hikyabo.
And the Achirim hold, like we heard, Shitas Rove before, and that you'd base on it base, Hilchus Tzoros Islandis Muteres, Vafilahikiba Vafilatzoros Bitei Islandis. That's Rove Zashtik Teire. That even though it's Hikiba, and it is Kedushin, and she is an Erve, Avalpikain, since she's an islander, she's a love bas nefila, so the tzor is mutter, because called that tzor is erbe, shalai b'moke mitzvah. So that's the machloikis in the acherim oimrim in the Tanakhama. Everyone holds she was an islander, so shaila was if nimtseis islanders, or the hikibo she islanders, avalpikain, it's not called that tzor is erbe. Let us see Rashi. Eilness oiso, otman, we learned in the Mishnah, shenim zu eilness, so reisayem mutaris. Hori garsinen hikebo, vle hikebo ike benayo. Vle garsinen elo, not the Gemara is charot, anu teretz. No, what I told you is right. No, letane kame davke vle hikebo, hu da have mekach tois. According to the Tane kame davke, if it was vle hikebo, so then it's a mekach tois. Aval hikibo tzorosa asuro. But if it is hikibo tzorosa asuro lachayrim. Afilo hikibo. Pus hikibo materes. Liktoni hoysov, liktoni nimtseis. That's one mahalach to explain the difference in Tanakam and Achayrim. Viboyi seima konas ulebesayv gireish ikabinayo. Let us see Rashi. Konas l'besev girish ikibinei. L'tanekame. The Tanekame holds misam apelis. Zayidei she girish ochiv es bitoi. His brother was megarish his daughter koide mise. Before the brother died. Afa pishe kvar konas anochis. Even though he was already married to the tzore. Voyu tzore zu al zu. Is muteres, hoil vigiresh esa elva lipsaif. Since he was megarish the elva, and bishas nefile, bishas the misim apeles, she's not a tzores elva. Ulachayrim, but according to the achayrim, they hold nesuim apilim. So if you hold nesuim apilim, so even if it was konis lipsaif girish, he still is Hashem tzores elva. Is hoyul the konis as anochis kaidim girushim derve asure. Elabitish am gamlio, island is hoyso, she was an island is. That's pshat in the second terrace. I boyi seime, yesh tnai bebiye ike binayo. Let us see Rashi. Yesh tnai bebiye. Hakoinis isha al tnai. Now, this is a shvera Rashi. Hakoinis isha al tnai, the Yashosh Yaakov says pshat in Rashi as follows, that b'shas the kiddushin, he made a tnai. B'shas the chupe, he made a tnai also. He repeated himself. And the tnai was she'ein ole mumin oy nedorim. V'nimtso she'yesh oleho. There, afterwards, we found out she has moving, she has nedori. Is latanik kame mahani tnai? So there was a tnai. There was a tnai. It was upkorekt klo. He's marrying her under one condition. She doesn't have moving, she doesn't have nedori. Vahavi mekach tnois. Vahavi mekach tnois. Utnai hoyo leilo ochiv shal gamliel bebitoi. When Rabbi Gamliel's brother married his daughter, they made a tnai. Beloy niskai. Hilkach lav ishtoi, so she never was his wife, a mekach tois. But tzorosa mutara, so even though she was an erva, but she never was his wife, so the tzora was mut. Bacherim sovri, the ain't nai moyel bebiye. The kivin de boyel, since he was boyel, achuli ochel kedemrinim biksubis ba'amader, inodem oise bilose bilas nus, elamishum the island is hoiso. Now, let's not get into the complexities, but Rashi is mixing up two manda omrim in the Gemara in Hamadir. Achuli ochel et nail en modem oise bilose bilas nus. Rashashaki Vesus, the Rashashas Ksit, Matsmeke Grais, Oi, Ein Odom Oise Bilose Bilus Nus. The Ritva says Pshatn Rashi, that Rashi means as follows. That Rashi means that, that's, the Ritva says Pshatn Rashi, since Ein Odom Oise Bilose Bilus Nus, so, like this he was making Tnoim, by the Ktushni Medet Naimanas, I'm telling you, if you have Nadarim, forget about it, I'm interested. By the Chuppe, he said, before they made the Shabba Brochus, if you have Nadarim, I'm not interested. So the Kuman said, the Bia, so then already, and what if she has Nadarim, Salbe Sora, she's not married to me, so I'll be Baila Bilis Nus. So he was Meichel, the Tnai, by the Bia, since Ein Od, that's the Tzira for both things, since Ein Odom Oise Bilose Bilis Nus, so before the Bia he was Meichel, the Tnai, so she's Mekudish from the Kedushin. If he's Meichel the Tnai, the whole thing that was Oike the Kedushin is the Tnai. If he was Meichel the Tnai, so she's Mekudish Bishas the Kedushin. That's how the Ritva says Pshat and Rash. But he says the Loshin, the Ritva says the Loshin of the Gemara is very modern. Yesh Tnai Bebiya, like it comes out. It will a person stick to a Tnai when he comes to Biya? That's a Rashi's Pshat. Yesh Tnai Bebiya. He brings a beautiful pshat, the Ritve, from the Raivet. The Raivet learned a different pshat in the Gemara. Yesh tnai bebiye is kipshutai. Now what happened? A person was mekadish bebiye. And when he was mekadish bebiye, he said, I'm nash ein lecha alai mumim. And what's the shaila? So he says, the shaila is as follows. Because he have a klal, milse de lesa bishlichis lesa betnai. Chalitza, you cannot make a tnai by chalitza because it's less of a shlichus. So every pu'ula that has to be done only through yourself, it can't be, you can't make a shlich on it, so you cannot make a tnai. So so if you make kaddish bebiye, so kedushay biye, kedushay kesef, kedushay shtar can be through shluchim. But kedushay biye, you can't make a shliach on biye. So memele, so one man the yoma holds, milse, since it's milse, the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tnai. So ain't tnai bebiye. So that's the achayrim. So therefore you have to say she was an islandess. Because the tnai wouldn't help. After he spoke, rochel b'tchak tamim. And the tamikama holds, yes, tnai b'mi, you could make a tnai. Aye, we have a klal milsa the lesser b'shlichus lesser b'tnai. So the Ritva says he holds makshinin havayis ladodi. We're makish biya to kesef and shtar. Just like by kesef and shtar, you can make a tnai. So you can make a tnai by biyo. So this is the Raivet's pshat in the Gemara. It fits into the lashon beautifully. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rav Misharshie, Maise be Rabbi Yekive Shelikeit Esroig Be'echot Beshvat. Now this Maise occurred, this was the second year of Shemitah going into the third year. It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Now according to Beis Shammai, it started the third year already. And if it started the third year, so you give the Maisa Oni. According to Beis Hillel, Rosh Hashanah Leilonis is Chamish Osa B'Shvat, so still the second year. So you give Maisa Shaini. V'noag boy Beis Isurim. And he was Mafrish two Maisas. Echot Kedivrei Beis Shammai, he was Mafrish Maisa Oni, v'echot Kedivrei Beis Hillel. So the Gemara Shmami na also, so you see klar that the Beis Shammai also kedivreim, the one chash of flesh is guided though, he was mafrish, maiser oni. So the Gemara says no, Rabbi Kiva Gemara istapikle, he was mesupik, the Gemara that he had learned, he knew we paskin like Beis Hillel, but he forgot what Beis Hillel holds. Lo yode Beis Hillel be'echad b'shvat omer, ay betesmof b'shvat omer. So memele, that's why he was mafrish to maisres, not to be yaitse shitas Beis Shammai. So he says, go to the, he didn't remember what Beis Hillel holds. So that's why it'll be mafresh to maisres. Let us see Rashi. Um, באחד בשבט, ושונה שנייה הנכנסת לשלישס איסו, it was the second year entering the third year, ונוהג בו שני איסורים, and he was נוהג two מייסרס, מייסר שני כבייסלו, תאמרי תסבוב בשבט ראשונה לילונס, וקאטה שנייה, it's still the second year, ומייסר עוני כבישמי, דאמרי באחד בשבט ראשונה לילונס, לשלישסי. Let us see Taisvis, v'nog by shnei isurim, b'yirashalmi meforish, the hifrish maiser sheini, upodoi, v'chilek ha-maiser la'aniyim, v'amois ochal b'yirushalayim. The Turi Evan is too mahalchim this Rishalmi, but the poshet the mahalach is as follows, that he made it tonight, right away he made it tonight. He said, if now is man maiser sheini, this should be maiser sheini. If now is man maiser oni, this should be maiser oni. So what is it? So first of all, he said, if this is maiser sheini, I'm paid it on the money. I'm going to eat and I'm going to take the money to Yerushalayim. So if it became maiser sheini, so he took care of it. Now if this is maiser oni, he gave it to him, and he gave it to him. So with one afroshes maiser, he was able to, with one afroshin, with a tanai, he was able to be yaitze, say my sushaini and say my son. Gemore istapikle, have a motzi lemeima bulletimeit. The Gemore could have asked, eich ovid ke chumri damach, chumri damach. The way the Makshin understood that he would want to be yaitze, shitis bei shama and shitis bei silo, baksiv aksil b'choy shechaylech, b'ochi p'och alo b'beikam adeir, b'beikam adeiroi sheshon. Zog the Gemore weiter. Masiv Marzutre. Marzutre asks another kashi. Maise v'yolda kalosei shal Shammai Hazoke. The daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazokin gave birth. Upiches esa mazive. So he went and took off the mud coating from the roof. B'sichech al gabe mita b'shvil cotton. And then he went and was mistamem of fakpik the nesorim. And he put schach there. It's my fat pick, and he took out my stomach one nessa. He put schach there, b'shvil cotton. Shmami na osu. So you see klar that the shamai was osu. Osu kidvorov. So the Gemara says, osam haroya ime lafushi avir ka'ovid. My shvager was ba'ira to me, he says he never understood this Gemara. L'chayre, what does Rashi say? Let us first see Rashi. Rashi says, Maziva tiach tit sh'ala tikra, b'shvil cotton, the sfirle l'shamay cotton ha-tzorech l'imay chayiv b'suke. B'shamay holds that cotton ha-tzorech l'im is also chayiv b'suke. So yes, yes, as far as never understood, he says, the din chinuch is lahargil as hakotn. They should be mugel be mitzvahs. So lechayre, this cotton maise be yolda kalosei shel shamay hazaken, it seems was a day old. So how does it pass chinuch on a day-year-old baby? So he found a moiradike marshal. And he explained the Marshal. The Marshal says as follows. The Marshal says, Bishvil cotton, perish, Bishvil shahoyala gamkein ben cotton ke ben chamish. She had another son that was 5 years old. La yoyocha lifreish me'imoy v'kal lahovim. A miradike marshal. So what's that in the marshal? The marshal says as follows. And I wanted to be mamtik.
the way I suppose everyone learns Pshat in the Gemara, he made the Sichuch for the one-day-old baby. So Lechayre, why do you have to say V'yolda Kalose Shel Shamay Hazokin, that his daughter-in-law had a baby? Maise, that it was Noiled a Neched, a grandson was Noiled to Shama. You have to say, his daughter-in-law had a baby. Why do you have to talk about, why do you have to speak the daughter-in-law had a baby? The Maise is like this. The daughter-in-law had just had a baby. The Sukkis Bisman Chazal was on the roof. She couldn't go on the roof. She just had a baby. So, and there was a child there that was a 5-year-old that was ein yochel lifresh meimoy. So, memele, if mommy's not going on the roof, so he's also not going on the roof. So, memele, so this okay gang in Shammai in Leben. Shammai held that a cotton shetzorech leimoy is also chayiv besukkah. And let us be mantic a little bit. The Bikur Yaakov says Amira de Kevot. This Beis Hillel held that a cotton hatzorich lima is potum in a sukkah. So the Gemara Masech the Sukkah explains that, for example, what's called a cotton hatzorich lima? That means, let's say at night, he's going to wake up in the middle of the night and start screaming for the mother, and Memela, and he won't keep quiet till you bring him the mother. So he can't sleep in the sukkah. He can't sleep in the sukkah. So the Bikur Yaakov asks Amir de Kekash, fine. So we won't be mechanachim with Shina besukkah. By day, he'll eat in the sukkah. When he sleeps, he has problems. He wakes up, he's petrified, he doesn't see his mother. So by day, he'll eat in the sukkah. And by night, he'll sleep in the house. What's the problem? Why is he potum in a sukkah? So the Bikur Yaakov says, Amir de Kevot, when Chazal were masakin the mitzvah's chinuch, they were only masakin if he can do the mitzvah completely. If he can do the mitzvah partially, there's no mitzvah's chinuch. You can eat in the sukkah, you can sleep in the sukkah, you can do everything in the sukkah, then there's a mitzvah of sukkah. But if you can't sleep in the sukkah, so you're not gigil chinuch. And we see this by all the mitzvahs. Hayadeil and Anaya Lulev. Is an over chayv liknei slay luv, and if he doesn't know to make ninuim, so he won't be yaitzer mitzvahs ninuim. But take the lulav without ninuim. You also yaitzer lekicha. You don't know ninuim. No, if he doesn't know how to do the mitzvah completely, there's no chinuch. Chinuch is when he knows to do the mitzvah b'miluy. Then there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Beis Shammai held not like that. Beis Shammai held if there's an hour he can be in the sukkah without the mother. Chaparain. Chaparain, you don't need this. That was the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But Al Kaponim, the whole Asik was not over a baby, it was over a 5-year-old. That's how the Mashal says, Pshat this Gemara. Amir de Kemashal. So the Gemara answered, Hosam, Arayayim, Alafushi Avikov, there is no Laisis guy to do. Because he made a hole in the roof, people won't say he's doing it out of Flumkeit. He's doing it because very stuffy in the house. I'm a mailer, that's why he did it. Let us see Taisvis. The Sichach al Gabe Mite Shmamina Osu Mikan Mashme Demanda Oma Loy Osu Afleiche de Beishame Lechumre Hoyoisim Kebeisilu Lekule. That means that they didn't do their chumras, even though he holds, he's mechuyev to be mechanachim, if you hold loy, but it's loy's is guided, I can't do what I want to do. It's loy's is guided. Mosiv marzutre, maise b'shoikes yehu shahoiso b'Yerushalayim. There was a maise b'shoikes yehu. I will see in Rashi, but just to go through the Gemara, shoikes yehu was a hollow stone, and Rashi says water used to enter the stone from pipes coming from the mountains, and this stone was used as a mikveh. The water in the stone used to fill up with water. And it was used as a mikveh, and the stone did not hold memsa. But if there was a chibur, we'll see to a mikveh that there was memsa. Now, so let's see the maise. Maise b'shoikis yeyu shahoise b'Yerushalayim. V'hoise nikuva le'mikveh, and there was a hole from this stone to a mikveh. So it was a chibur to a mikveh. V'chol tarish shahoyu b'Yerushalayim nasim al gabo. That means in Yerushalayim, they used the Shaykes Yehu to be matful. V'shilchu Beishamai, v'chivu, and Beishamai went and sent it. They saw the stone. There was a nekev, kishveferes hanoid, a nekev, the diameter of two fingers, and they made the stone much bigger. The hole much bigger. Shebeishamai oimrim ad shetipoches berube. Beishamai holds an order that there should be a chibur. You need that roiv of the doifen, roiv of the mechitze hamavdo between the two mikvois should be broken. So they made a gezuntaloch. Usna, and we learned erev mikvois. We hold kishveiferes hanoid. It's the size of a shveiferes hanoid, a stopper of a noid, the type of a jug. And the diameter is two fingers that can freely turn around in this hole. That is the size of the hole. Till now, this Shaykes Yehu was under the Ashgocha of Beis Hillel, and there was such a hole, and it was that's how the mikveh was kosher. Now, Beis Shammai went, and also Kedivrayim, and they made a big hole. Shmami no also. So you see, also. So the Gemara answers, Hosom haroya oima v'loi domi l'shrei teiris. Over there it's not domi l'shrei teiris. Avol heiche de domi l'agudis, agudis lo yosu Beis Shammai Kedivrayim. There's nothing, a person is a bigger hole. They want more water to flow through. So the male there, there's no laces going to do. Now let us see the Rashi's and after Zvolim and Aleph. Shaykes Evan Chalulo, this was a hollow stone, Shetachas Tzinoya, which was underneath a pipe, Hamekaleach Mayim Minho, that was water was pouring out from this pipe, and it went into the Shaykes. And this hollow stone was called Shaykes Yehu. Nasin al gabo, matbilin besoicho. They were matbled in the Shaykes. Ve'ein bo memso. And there weren't memso in the Shaykes. Avol mikve sholem have b'mayim shebetzido. I saw a very interesting taich out of Orch Lanei. He doesn't say it al Tzachidish. He says it for Adova Poshet. He says, what is Rashi saying? Avo mikve sholoim have b'mayim shebetzido. So he learns pshat that the mayim shebetzido was also not memso. Avo mikve sholoim have. It became a mikveh. That's how he learns pshat, that it was a mikveh sholem, it was memso together b'mayim shebetzido. Memson samer dikidik and dikduk, like this, if Rashi means there was a mikveh of memso next to it, v'ein bo memso v'o mikveh sholem have betzido, Rashi should have said. Have b'mayim shebetzido would seem taka like the Olchana, but no one would ever call him that that's pshat in Rashi. And he says, that's why Rashi had to say that the water came from the mountain. Might have actually said where the water came from, because if it was shuvim, so it would passel the other mikveh, because the other mikveh also wasn't a mikveh sholim. That's why Rashi had to say the water came from the mountain. I don't know, in Yashar Shakiv it would seem that... that he learned there was a mikvah memso next to it. Okay, but that's not the whole problem. Now, Rashi further is very, very unclear. ומסעלבין ממיון השויקס דרך נקב כשפייפרס הנוי. Now, from the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, all of a sudden it would seem that the Shoikis was a Mayan. It was a Mayan. So from the mountain was coming from a Mayan. Mi Mayan a Shoikis. So then there's a Shrekelecha problem. The Asher Shakiv asks, if it was a Mayan, so why do you need Memso to begin with? A Mayan is he could table Kalim Bekolshu. So he wants to say, Kol Taris Shohiyu, Kol Taris Shohiyu Shlaim Nasim Al Gaba. So he said, Yekudlon means Tvilas Odom also. And Tvilas Odom, there's a Machlekes HaRishayinim, if you need Memso by a Mayan. So maybe that was the problem. But he said, the Loshen of Rashi, Matbilin Bisoicha, would seem to be speaking about Tvilas Kalim. So it's very unclear. Grad in the Vakshal Gemoris, there's a Psagirs on the side, Sforim Acherim, and the Sforim Acherim, Miss Arvin, May Hamayin Vahashaykes. So it's the other way around. That the water next it was a Mayan, and Miss Arvin, May Hamayin Vahashaykes. So then again, it's not like the Orch Laner that there were two chaseirim and together became mole because the Mea Mayim doesn't need a shir memso. But kaponim, but like this is much better. Misavin mei hamayin vahashaykes. That means next it was a mayin and there was a shaykes. Derech nekev shvei feres hanoit. Hirchiv lo yasanekev, hirchivoy upichsoy rubo la'ariv ha-mikveh yofa, there should be a good erev. So Gemara says, erev mikvois, mikveh choso shebitzad mikveh sholim, misarvim ha-mayim derech haritz ve-nekev, v'shir ha-nekev l'tzav ha-mikvois u-lahakshir ha-choso, כשוויפרס הנועית, קונה שנויסנים בפי הנועית, שישיר חלל החריץ, דסחולו, אינדי מחיצה כאוביו וחלולו של שוויפרס, תאינו כשתי אצבויס, החויסוס למקוימו, מסעפחויס, בחלל הנקב ברווח, that they can turn around in the נקב ברווח. והיינו כביסולו, אבל בשמי עד שטיפוח יסחו בו. Let us see Tosfos. Erev mikvois kshveferes hanoit. Bimtayma vosnam b'meseches taritz, umaisilo bereish perik beis legitten, anitzik bakatafres, umashke teifeyach, enoi chibo leile tume v'leile tarit. Avo teifeyach lehatfiyach chibo. So it is sufficient that for a chibur it should be teifeyach le'atfiyach. And here you need shveferes hanoit. So the teisvis had understood that you need that the whole hole has to be full of water. So why do you need so much water to be mechaber? To be mechaber, to make voice, it is sufficient if you have shveferes hanoit. For Omar Rabbeinu Tam, the nekev bo'inin shveferes hanoit. That the hole has to be the size of a shveferes hanoit. Avo b'mayim haboim toich hanekev sagi b'teifeyach latfiyach. But the amount of water is good teifeyach latfiyach. In Chedushei Rab Chaim al Rambam Perek Zayin, Halacha Hei from Hilchus Tumas Eichlim. So Rab Chaim explains beautifully the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. So Rab Chaim says, Trei Dinim Ninu. There are two distinct halachas, Din Erev v'Din Chibo. There's a Din Erev and a Din Chibo. So he says as follows, Din Teifeyach Latfiyach. If there's enough mashke there, that's teifeyach latfiyach, that a person will touch it, he can make wet something else. Hushir b'din chibo. If there's enough mind that's the fair latviach, that's a sheer chibo. Aber the heiched it's richen le din eiro. But if he has the din eiro, be inon kshvei feres hanoit. Now what is the din eirov and what is the din chibo? So he says like this. Hadin eirov, the din eirov is litzarev beis mikvois yachad sheyuch shuvim chad mikve. In order to be able to be toivel yourself in one of these mikvois, we have to consider that this body of mayim and this body of mayim are one. V'yehei bahem shiyured demem so is loisagi b'din chibo levat. So it is not sufficient that these two bodies of water are mechubam. But since there's a mechitze that's mavdol bein hamayim, so they're considered two bodies of water. And you cannot tovu yourself unless they become one body of water. So that's why there's a din erev. The din erev is that you make a pirtze in the dover hamavdol. That means the kaisel is mavdol bein from one mayim to the other mayim. So to be me'arev, the two meimos, to make it one big mikveh, you have to get rid of the kaisel. How do we get rid of the kaisel? By making a nekev, shveferes anoidl beisilu, or according to beishama, etchiti pochis ruba. But by getting rid of the kaisel and the mayim, anat mechuborim, is also doesn't become one mikveh. So that you need a din chibo. Din chibur is kishvayferes hanoit. So that's what Rab Chaim says, that's pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. The ein irlari, and the reed disagrees, the stam b'meseches mikvois b'perik shishi, koiso shebein beiz mikvois shenistak l'shesi mitztarev. If the koiso was nistak l'shesi in the land, mitztarev l'orim ein mitztarev, at she b'mokim eches shvayferes hanoit, abyudoim chilof advor. Nifretzu ze l'soich ze. But what if the koisel is nifrat zeh l'soich zeh, and on top of the koisel, the water from one mikveh goes into the other mikveh? So then the din is arum keklipas hashum. So you need water that is thick as a peel of garlic. Al roich boi kishvayferes hanoid. Mashme, de lemailo, she'ein dovo mafsik, l'mayla, you don't have any hefsik, that's nifra to zelos eichze, tzor shiyei tzav al rumay keklipas hashum b'roichem shveiferes. So al kaponim, the din chibur, you see, is not the way the Rabbeinu Tam said that the din chibur is tefeyach amanas latviyach. You need a bigger chibur of klipas hashum. V'loisagi b'tefeyach latviyach. U'b'nekuve zu lezu, it would seem when there's a hole in the middle, mashm datzoich mayim kshveferes. You need that the mayim has to be, the whole shveferes has to be full of mayim. V'oid, that's l'chay rabshat. Here you need kiklipas hashum. It's also not like the Rabbeinu Tam. In there, but that's if nifrat sabesoich zeh. If it was a nifrat, then you need mayim kshveferes. V'oid. Dim ein b'mayim aboim derech nekev elo teifeyach latfiyach, ein kan nekev roichev mayim kshifayferes. So you don't have, even by nifretzu zebesoich zeh, so you have you have to have a roichav of shveiferes hanoid. You need a room of klipas hashum and a roichav of shveiferes hanoid. Now, if you have according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that all you need is mayim tefeyach amanas latfiyach, ein kan nekev roichev mayim shveiferes. You don't have a roichev or shveiferes, because if you have water tefeyach latfiyach, that water does not reach half of the circle. By half of the circle, you have a roichev, you have a diameter of shveiferes hanoi. Shaina nekev merube, if the nekev would be square, so then you could tell me that on the bottom of the nekev, you also have a reichev of shveferes hanoid, and you need water, tefer hamnas latzviach. But it wasn't square, ela ogul, kide kamrini, kishteitz bois chayzis umkaimam. So memele, so you can't say like the Rabbeinu Tam, alavade nekev mole binam. Shetofen lemailo sagi beklipis hashum kereichev shveferes. So period. That's what the Ri holds. The Briske Rav explains that the Emerson, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri is not chaylik in the Rabbeinu Tam that there are two dinim. There's a din chibul and there's a din pirze there's a din erev mikvois and there's a din chibul mikvois. He's chaylik that the din chibur is not tefechem nasa tefech, the din chibur is kiklipes hashum. But in the Emerson, he does not hold that you need water kishveferes hanoid. No, the Ri held that the mokim of Eruv has to be b'mokim ha-mikveh. That means, let us say, for example, you'll have a mikveh, a shallow mikveh, and that's separated by a wall, and it's completely separated. And on top of the wall, you have a 6-foot wall, and on top of the wall, you have a hole there. So the hole is like malav le'mayud. What does the hole help me? B'mokeim ha-mikveh, there's no eirid. What does help me? I have a hole, shaloi b'mokeim ha-mikveh. So therefore, the Ri held that you need that the whole hole has to be full of water, not mitzad, that you need a chibur of mayim shal shveferes hanoid. The chibur of mayim is sufficient, you need mitzad the chibur of mayim, it's sufficient, kerum of klipas hashum. But al kaponim, you need b'mokim ha-mikva a-pirtze in the koisel kishveferes hanoid. So that's why, so since there's koisel all around, if the nekev is be'emtza ha-koisel, so therefore you need that the whole mikve has to be mechubel b'mokim ha-nekev. Lemailo, if it's nifrat zuzela seichze, so there is no koisel that's mavdil, and the two tzdodim, there's no kaisel that's mavdal between the mea mikvitz, nifrus is elusach zeh. So then all you need is a chibur of klipas hashum. V'nira l'ri, dahi the nitzik, but Rabbi Tambo the raya, that the din chibur is tefech nasa tzvir. V'nira l'ri, dahi the nitzik v'tafres loyling in chibur mikvois hara. This is not speaking about chibur mikvois, el linyan hashoke. Speaking about linyan hashoke. If you want to be metayim mayim tmeim, dinyeshka mayim tmeim, umashikim benar mechabrom, aydei nitzik vekatafrus amashke tefeyach ein chibo. Avo betefeyach lehatviyach, avi chibo. So that's speaking about hashok. Vahashte, avi letare, dumye de letume, it says it's a chibo, letume, so it's big metame mashkin, metame mashkin. Beidi misnailin in mashokim and mesech estaris v'say perg shmini. Bereish perg sheni digitin masik alo dil melenye mikvois rab Yehudi. Bechlau dat hashte, til dat gemore, aber mukil olinye mikvois. V'ashte nami de mukil olinye mikvois, mukil o davke ke rab Yehudi. Aber rabbonu la bechiba betefech la tviyach. And why, according to Rabbi Yudis Tefech Latviach Yochibel, Rabbi Yudis Nami Tefech Latviach Lehabachibel Ela Mishum Good Achis, because Rabbi Yehuda has a maila of good achis that we consider the mayim shal a maila alamatom. Kehidim o yiraglom noigis b'mayim dairibo Rabbi Yehuda. So, betzir of good achis, it is sufficient achib of tefech amenas latfir. Avel heichad loy shayich good achis, kmei bekar keshovitz, on flat territory, avel tefech latfir chibar, ala boy maim tzofim kiklipes hashum. Chemash, medenivet zelo seichze, alum kiklipes hashum, osik rab Yehuda, dus kisham bereishe. Uma she koshe alze bechol shahadibu, perashte perksheni digitin, ve'ein laharich kan.